This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Baghdad today, an unusually bleak assessment from the spokesman for the U.S. military. General William Caldwell told reporters that the increase in violence during the holy month of Ramadan was disheartening. And he said that the U.S. attempt to increase security in Baghdad has not met overall expectations. From the Iraqi capital, NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on his comments and the latest killings in Iraq.
The U.S. military says there are several reasons for the recent jump in violence. Insurgents were expected to ramp up attacks during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. And today, in Khalis, a town north of Baghdad, at least 10 people were killed at an outdoor market right before iftar, the evening meal when Muslims break their fast. U.S. military spokesman Major General Bill Caldwell says there was a 22% jump in attacks between the first 3 weeks of Ramadan and the 3 weeks before. But he says there are other factors.
It's no coincidence that the surge in attacks against coalition forces coincide with our increased presence on the streets in Baghdad and the run-up to the American midterm elections. The enemy knows that killing innocent people and Americans will garner headlines and create a sense of frustration.
Already, the U.S. death toll for October is 73. That's led to expectations that American deaths for this month may make October one of the deadliest on record for the U.S. military. About 2 months ago, U.S. troops and Iraqi security forces fanned out across Baghdad under a plan to retake the streets from militia splitting up the city along sectarian lines. That operation isn't working. Again, Major General Bill Caldwell.
In Baghdad, Operation Together Forward has made a difference in the focus areas, but has not met our overall expectations of sustaining a reduction in the levels of violence. We are working very closely with the government of Iraq to determine how to best to refocus our efforts.
The top U.S. military commander in Iraq has asked for a review of the ambitious plan, whose success is crucial to the future of U.S. troops here. The sooner things are stable on the ground, the sooner U.S. troops can leave. Caldwell says that in the areas where troops have conducted search and arrest operations, there's been a resurgence of sectarian violence.
We find the insurgent elements, the extremists, are in fact punching back hard. They're trying to get back into those areas.
There was more violence elsewhere in Iraq. A bombing in Kirkuk struck a crowd waiting to collect wages outside a bank. At least 12 people were killed, including 4 Iraqi soldiers. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.